This Still Life by Camille Pissarro and The One to the Right by Paul Cézanne date from the mid-1860s, soon after the two artists meet in Paris. Pissarro is 36 years old, Cézanne 9 years younger.
You see very clearly that they are artists who are daringly using paint almost for its own sake. Look at the Pissarro's exquisitely painted flask of wine and that beautifully intense red, black, purple paint that comes through here. I mean, there's a certain almost culinary aspect to the surfaces of their painting. You want to eat it almost. And that's something that the two of them are doing equally.
One is seeing the surface and how it's made almost before the subject.
Now, please start looking at the other works in this gallery.
So, Joachim, when did these two artists actually meet?
In 1861. Cézanne was a student in an art school in Paris. Pissarro had come from the West Indies only a few years before. Pissarro is probably the only artist at the time who sees something in the weird eccentricities that Cézanne displays throughout his art. He, in himself, would have liked to be as daring, as bold as Cézanne was.
So do you think it's, you know, two different kind of outsiders?
I more and more believe that they both recognized in each other somebody who didn't quite fit in. You know, here you have Pissarro, this Caribbean Jew, probably speaking with an accent, and then Cézanne, this Provençal, completely eaten up by his own obsessions, speaking with a very strong southern French accent. They probably saw in each other mutual support and an immediate friendship helped them to go along and face this outsider status successfully.
They are also artistic radicals, part of a revolt against the official salon, which dictated a smoothly finished style. One colleague writes,
"We are painting on a volcano. The Louvre will be burned, museums and antiquities will disappear, and from the ashes of the old civilization, a new art will rise.